see what's looking from the outside.
Department of Transportation, who's gonna, who's got nerve? You're ready, let's go.
Good morning.
We're all ready, behind schedule.
I know, we're out of here by 10:30, right? That's the goal.
Don't tell Mr. Cole.
Not to belabor the aviation issue, but we are working on the aviation system plan. And last year we did do some economic impact analysis, and the Sussex County Airport has a direct impact to the state of $104 million, so it is a very vital part of the county and operations, especially from the transportation side. My name is Bobby Geyer, and I'm here to present the mobility element of the Sussex County, for the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update, and we are also working on the Sussex County Long Range Transportation Plan. The mobility element is a condensed version of the transportation plan. There's some elements that we just don't need to have in the mobility element that are redundant, like some of the trends analysis that's already done, and also some of the rules and regulations in transportation planning. It does contain, though, an introduction and the vision statement, and also a transportation overview of the system as it exists today. And what I want to focus on today are the issues, strategies, and actions in the transportation, or in the mobility element of the transportation plan. We've been working with the county since January in developing this piece of the comprehensive plan. We also conducted two public workshops in April, one in Bridgeville and one in Rehoboth. And we met separately with the members of SCAT in May to find out what their issues were for transportation. And we've also been going out with the county on this latest round of meeting with the municipalities to make sure we've addressed all their issues in the mobility element of the comp plan. The comprehensive plan update. Sorry. Arm isn't long enough to do this and be here. You want to go to the first slide. What is a transportation plan? The comp plan update and the transportation plan update are parallel documents being undertaken by the county and the state. Coordinated land use and transportation planning is important to develop a transportation system that meets both current and future needs and supports the land use adopted by the county. We need to look at a greater reliance on the investments that we've already made in transportation, and by providing healthier communities and providing additional mobility choices, including walking, biking, and transit. and we need to be able to identify areas for new transportation investments. Some of the components of the transportation plan include population and employment projections for 2001, and then updating those projections to 2007, public input and other plans and projects, both from DLDOT and other plans throughout the county. We have several different issues that we've worked on. A lot of these issues were in the last transportation plan update. There's two new ones this year that we've added, and they're towards the end, and they're pretty significant as far as impacts that the county will eventually, hopefully, will be able to work through. But trends create issues which drive strategies and translate into actions. And our first issue is the north-south movement. And this is a priority for the county and the state to accommodate not only through traffic, but also preserve the mobility of local residents. And we'll do that in a number of different ways. Through the actions that will continue implementing improvements in the US 13, 113, and the SR1 corridor, continue working on recommended improvements from the US 113 study, and implement recommendations from the SR1 land use and transportation study, such as improvements at the Five Points, developing the Western Parkway, sidewalks all along SR1 from Lewis through Dewey Beach, West Coast Corner improvements, and looking at additional park and ride locations.
Do you have a time frame in any of this when you're
Not for this, but I did bring the CTP projects and what's scheduled. This particular piece, the mobility element, does not contain a lot of the projects and the projections and the financial constraints. That'll be in the county transportation plan. But for the mobility element, we just wanted to focus in on the issues and the actions that we're going to be planning to take.
Okay. Thank you.
Going on to the next one, again, east-west movement, moving traffic not only west to east but east to west, but at the same time ensuring that residents have access to shopping, health care, education, and other essential services. Again, we're looking at bypasses for some of the towns and determining what areas or roads that need to be improved for local traffic. And I'm not going to read through these, but all these related actions, doing studies for bypasses for communities and looking at where future growth is and making sure that we have adequate capacity for that through movement east to west. Number three, the evacuation routes. This was one of the issues from our last plan, and in every workshop that we have, the issue of evacuation comes up, and rightly so. A lot of the residents are concerned with recent events that have happened around the country and how would we get out of here in any kind of emergency situation. DLDOT has an Office of Homeland Security that works with other state and local agencies to provide safe and efficient evacuation of all should a disaster occur. And Gene Donaldson is in charge of that section, and he has given me a massive list of actions here, and we have a very expanded list in the mobility element and also in the plan. They are also working on an evacuation for persons with disabilities and persons that would have problems getting out on their own. And there's all kinds of things that are going on in that section. And if you have further questions, I'd be more than happy to, if I don't have the answer, to get it from Gene. But there's a lot being done and a lot that has been done since the last plan.
Jamie Turner.
Our next issue is coordinated public transit services. In the county comprehensive plan, the demographic data for Delaware, and more importantly for Sussex County, shows an aging population that will have significant mobility needs in the future. Addressing the elderly mobility needs for shopping, healthcare, recreation, and other essential needs is going to mean more alternative travel choices, such as walking and transit. Access to more transit service will be a challenge for DelDOT to meet. Sussex County, DelDOT, and DTC have been working together to bring all transit resources together in a coordinated effort to provide greater mobility for all. Currently, there are a number of agencies, including DTC, providing service but not coordinating service resources. As part of this transportation plan update, DelDOT, DTC, and Sussex County have completed a coordinated transit service plan, which I left a copy for you to look at. And hopefully, with the recommendations in the plan that call for a mobility coordinator, the state and the county will be able to further define the unmet transit needs within the county and address those needs with better service coordination with agencies receiving public funds for both capital and operations. And then the related actions, the recommendations are to convene a mobility board composed of transportation providers, providers of human services, members of the public, all who can provide more insight into local transportation needs. And I won't go through the rest, but just there is a process. There is three separate streams of federal funding that can be used either for capital or operating. And we need to find a way to meld those federal streams of funding to provide a more coordinated service for the different needs throughout the county. Right now, there's a lot of service Monday through Friday, but as you're all aware, there are a lot of people who are dependent on other means of transportation to get to jobs, whether it be in the evening to support health services at BB Medical Facility or restaurants in the service industry or the hotel. So there are a lot of other areas that we are desperately in need of transportation services. Travel alternatives. This, again, is focusing in on the basic mobility for every resident in Delaware to be able to walk. And we're looking at how we can remove some of those physical barriers that prevent walking throughout the county. There are lack of sidewalks, crosswalks, and pedestrian signals that make walking a safer mode of travel. Also, bicycling has become an increasingly important part of the commuting public, whether it be for recreation or access to jobs and education. DTC has a bike on bus program, and when you do ride around the county and do see a bus, usually there's a bicycle in front of it because someone can bike to a bus stop and be able to get the bus for the major part of their trip. And then the related actions, which I won't get into, but one of the things I did want to note is that we work very closely with the Sussex County Airport, and we partner with the state match for all their FAA grants. I think one of the things we are focusing on, especially in my section, are all the other modes of transportation. This summer, we focused on bicycle safety and did, again, for the second summer, bicycle safety checkpoints all throughout the summer, targeting a lot of the foreign students to make sure they had safety equipment so we didn't have any fatalities this year. There was, unfortunately, one bicycle fatality on SR1 south of Dewey Beach, but we have stepped up our safety efforts to make sure that the incidents and accidents have been reduced. Intergovernmental coordination. We just want to make sure that all levels of government are talking and planning for appropriate transportation and other infrastructure improvements, which are fundamental in meeting the need for future development. With a consistent dialogue, we will all be on the same page and working toward a set of priorities in meeting those common goals. And again, just working together, as we've been doing, going around to all the municipalities, just hearing everybody's issues and concerns and making sure they're addressed. One of the issues that I'll bring up later is doing some sub-area planning to look at how an area may be built out and what infrastructure improvements need to be made. One other thing, too, before we move on from that. We talk about having some sort of formal group that would prioritize projects for the county, similar to what a metropolitan planning organization does. Currently in Sussex County, through the Dover-Kent MPO, the Sussex portion of Milford is part of the Dover-Kent MPO, and Del Mar is part of the Wicomico-Salisbury MPO. And we feel that during the next census that there will be small urban areas, especially in the 13 corridor and in the Route 1 corridor and even on 113 corridor, that the federal government may be coming in and imposing some sort of planning group similar to an MPO, whether it's extending the existing planning jurisdiction of the Dover-Kent or the Salisbury-Wicomico with the development pressures down in Delmore. We just want to make you aware that, you know, it would be helpful in helping set priorities for funding and transportation to have a similar group already working and active in doing that. The last two issues are air quality and sub-area planning. Air quality, while we've always paid it lip service in previous transportation plan, is now becoming a more critical piece of what we do. New federal regulations pertaining to air quality determination make Sussex County more accountable in meeting certain air quality standards. In prior plans, we just had to acknowledge air quality as an important component. Now it has become an absolute necessity. In fact, if either one of the MPOs does not meet their air quality goal, then the whole state is impacted as far as federal funding. And what that means in related actions is actually imposing the onboard diagnostics inspection at the at DMV. Currently, it's done in Newcastle County and Kent County, and as an as-needed basis in Georgetown, everything is set up to do that type of testing, but it's only done on vehicles that go through that facility that are not physically located in Kent County or in Sussex County. And then the final one is sub-area planning. It is becoming more obvious that building our way out of congestion is becoming a less viable option. We need to look at how to connect neighborhoods and improve local roads. In order to do this, the county and the state and local jurisdictions need to look at how an area will be developed and plan for better connectivity and infrastructure to support the proposed build-out. This makes all the developments responsible for their share of infrastructure costs without putting the entire burden on the last development that triggers the need for extensive road improvements required to achieve an acceptable level of service. The size of the sub-area plans would vary according to the area, the projected growth in certain areas based on historic trends, and imminent need for infrastructure improvements based on impending development. This would give everyone a better idea of the cumulative effect of the potential build-out and the ability to plan for the infrastructure in advance. Some of the areas that we've, you know, just targeted would be Milton, the Bridgeville, Seaford to Delmar corridor along US 13, the Millville Ocean View area, and Greenwood, and the possible connection to US 404 in Maryland when it gets widened. With that, that's all I have, and I'm sure you have lots of questions or comments for me.
Mr. Phillips, questions?
Talk about limiting access. What means are you going to employ to limit the access of existing?
Limiting access for what?
Well, it's in your issue number one under strategy, preserve and increase capacity on existing major routes, limiting access to highways on existing or new alignments. We went through a...
Well, we have access management on certain roads already, that if you have frontage on a major road and on another minor, either collector, we won't give you access to the major road but to the minor road. I mean, that's currently what we
right.
what our
so
standard
are you expanding
is.
That and if you are to what
no I think it just, you know, we're in order to make some of our roads function a lot better, we have to limit the access in and out of those highways. And if we can, you know, make that access onto a corollary road, that's what we've done and what we continue to do.
It says in the action section, implement recommendations of the SR1 lane use and transportation study.
Right.
Are there any new recommendations?
No, that study has been around for 5 years.
Yeah.
And there were specific projects called out in that plan. Western Parkway was one of the alternatives that we're looking on to widening Plantations Road. That is in our development section right now, and I think they're going to public workshop sometime in December, January.
Maybe I missed it. What is Deltrac?
Deltrac is, I brought a brochure. It's actually a lot of the electronic information systems that are worked on with our transportation management group up in Smyrna, the cameras to make sure that, you know, they have cameras all over the state to make sure our roads are functioning. If not, they can call out or change signals so that things move better. It's also, you know, incident management and all those things related to making sure, you know, that traffic moves better throughout the state.
Do you plan to continue to take money out of the Transportation Trust Fund to fund operations?
I'm not familiar with that. I can't answer that question.
How will you implement these road improvements when we're in a $1 billion deficit in Department of Transportation?
He's not attacking you, Bobby. Okay. But that's why you're broke.
Me.
You're a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah. I was hoping you could provide some answers. I'm not trying to be smart, but
no, I don't have any answers other than what was just passed as far as the revenue package. But it's far short of
148 million.
I mean, it's far short of what's actually needed in the future. So
the department has no plans to stop taking money out of the Transportation Trust Fund to fund operations.
I don't have an answer to that question.
Okay.
I would have to.
That's all.
Secretary Cordray and
Mr. Rogers.
A few comments just to continue on what Mr. Phillips was alluding to. On, I think what he was saying on the west side on 13, we had a number of, I guess you say, economic development office issues where DelDOT wouldn't give an exit off the roadway, and they wanted them to go down 54 and back up Stagecoach Road, and it cost us like 150 jobs. That concerned us. And then when we had the A and B zone 5 or 6 years ago, where we were at that time, Ann Cammy's office, I believe, and they took this paper and wheeled it out to A and B zone,
And there was a lot of properties that were commercially zoned on 13 that were basically landlocked, and there was no way to gain access by a side road, rear road, or anything else. And we got a quick, short answer then that was, well, we'll just buy the property, I believe they told us then. And that was a real contentious issue that we never did get an answer. It kind of just went away on those properties. And reading through the material as you give your presentation, a couple things that came to light was, you know, the closing of our limited access highways. Like, I know they have public workshops and stuff, but like a lot of these workshops, the emergency services and the EMS, and some people, we get notes and letters that we're going to take this approach, and then they don't look at the safety aspect that we run into on a daily basis. And I know they have traffic people out there watching things, but you know, like where you cross the highway normally now, they want you, they're going to cross the crossover. Once you get in the, get out of your stop sign there and go into passing lane and go down to the next crossover and come back. We've had some real horrific accidents that's occurred because of that sort of thing, and we're concerned about that. And like the 206 in Melfort there issue now has come to fruition very quickly here, where we thought the light was working fine. There's not that been that many accidents the last 5 years, but now the overpass or crossover is coming real quickly here now. And I guess it just hit the media last week because the phone started ringing about Friday last week about that issue. The other thing was the Western Parkway is still a very contentious issue in my district around Lewis, and people were just saying why, and I had a meeting down there the other evening with citizens, and it's still of very, very concern. The three options that were up now and going through properties and the way it's going through. And the final thing was on this document that you give us here, I read it while you was giving your presentation. On page 11 of 36, it says private nonprofit agencies that have transportation. Did Lewis Senior Center get left out? Because they do have a very, very busy van, and that does a lot of medical transportation for senior citizens in Lewis. And they didn't make, did they make the cut, or?
I don't know. Marcella Garianis is here.
I was just to their board. I was just to their board director's meeting last Friday, and you know, the phone just rings off the hook for appointments because they try to keep on time. That you don't have to get on the bus at 9 o'clock in the morning for a 3 o'clock appointment. The Lewis Senior Center is on a shoe thread budget, and they're trying to make things work. And the van was a big discussion of having to have to park it. They can't get funding, and it's a very busy van. So I just wondered why they didn't make the list. That was the only questions I had, Mr. Dukes. Mr. Jones?
I'm only going to say, you know, a couple things. And a lot of these projects we've all looked at for so long, you know, and I understand you're not the cash cow, right? I do understand that.
I don't bring cash.
Yeah, right. I have a place in Rehoboth, and I go down there quite frequently during the summertime. I've been involved in the new improvements and see the sidewalk being put in and all that great stuff. And it really surprises me that some of these foreign students haven't been pecked off on Route 1. I don't understand why they haven't been, but they're using the sidewalks. But maybe when we do the next sidewalks, you ought to ask them maybe to make it a foot and a half wider, put some asphalt down, put a bike lane, you know, some of those kind of things. We got the, I was just blown away that we put a brand new sidewalk in and we still don't have any bike, you know. Not that I'm saying they should be biking on an interstate highway, because that's just asking, putting a bullseye on your back and say, get me. I certainly hope, you know, I see the 404 and we've project Maryland's going to be done way before we even consider it. Tell the gurus up there, don't screw up like they did on the north-south study. Don't draw too many lines. It's pretty simple. You know, if you're going to buy the land, get the checkbook out. Don't give a bunch of crap out there, you know. And I certainly hope they come up with some more money and get the job done, because we're certainly getting a shaft down here, to say the least.
Well, I mean, I put together, you know, our CTP funding over the last 3 years, and you know, basically, New Castle County for 2008 is budgeted for $309 million, Kent County for $35 million, and Sussex County for $148 million.
I feel sorry for Kent County. I've reduced, I cry for them too.
2009, 220 million in Newcastle, 51 million in Kent County, and 157 million for Sussex County. And then for 2010, 200,000 for Newcastle County, 60,000 in Kent County, and 165 in Sussex County.
So, I do understand. I mean, I do understand.
I think we realize.
But we are 50% of the state.
Right, but
start totaling everything up. 50% of 50% is not 50%.
There's 500,000 people in Newcastle County compared to. There's 500,000 people in Newcastle County.
Okay, I understand that. How many do we have during the summertime?
Well, we estimate
million?
About 400,000.
Huh?
400,000 at peak.
So we're pretty close. Huh? Mm-hmm. About 6 months out of the year, huh?
Well, and we
have take a brain scientist figure it all up to me.
Well, I think a lot of those expenditures too in Newcastle County are going to the I-95.
Of course, they got the legislators up there too, don't they?
Well,
I understand the game
down here.
You know, but I just, you know, I did really, you know, feel that we're not getting our fair share down here, and I just. You know, they're putting band-aids on everything, and it's just, you know, they've studied New Sussex County so hard that I can't believe there's anything else to study in this county. You know, you look at most of the list of the studies, and most of them are done, I think, unless somebody thinks up something else, you know, and, you know, I don't know what else you can study. We know the problems. You know, we certainly can't build roads for summer capacity. I understand that. I understand totally. But there's a lot of things that could be done that this been on the books for. There's no such thing as a 6-year, 5-year plan. It's 12, 15, 20 years, and we're always 20 years behind. So, you know, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't work for Dalton. You're lucky. I'll be a real, you know, because it's a tough job. You know, you're caught in the middle. And, I try not to abuse you, I mean, because I give you a hard time, but I hope you pass it on to the upper management because...
I certainly will.
Thank you.
I wasn't going to make it a comment. When you started talking about how many million come into Sussex County, the question comes to my mind, how much is that for the botched up Indian River Inlet Bridge?
That is all state funding. That's not the federal funding that's paying for that.
So none of that, is coming into that. I'll hold my question for another time. I do have slipped a note that, and everybody else got questions for Bobby. Thank you. We don't mean
You're
to
welcome.
Be harassing you, but you are the bearer of.
I know.
You know, I'm sure it's not your first day on the job. So,
she's
Arlene,
listening.
It'll be my last name.
Arlene Littleton had a comment or a question, Arlene.
We have a comment.
Regarding this issue?
Yes.
Yes, regarding this plan.
It's not a public hearing, but if you'll take less than a minute, I'll let you do it.
Less than a minute, real quick, and I thank the council very much for this opportunity.
Okay.
My name is Ken Bach, and I'm the deputy director of CHEER. I just wanted to make the council aware, item number 4, which Bobby Geyer referenced, is the coordination plan. I think she provided extra copies of that. I just wanted to make the council aware that plan right now, actually there was a federal deadline of June 30 of this year for that plan to have been submitted. That plan right now is a piece that's holding up applications for funding under the new federal New Freedom program, which would provide funding for a program here in Sussex County that could provide some of the medical transportation, some of the elderly and disabled coordination transportation that is being referenced right now. So I just wanted the council to be aware that one element, whatever actions are taken here, approval of that is something right now which is holding federal funding available. The state did go out to bid on September the 10th looking for proposals for this funding. CHEER, through its Sussex Mobility Consortium, did submit a proposal. It was selected for funding. There are comparable proposals for Kent and Newcastle County. It's my understanding their plans have previously been approved, but this one element is critical to that federal New Freedom funding being made available to the state of Delaware or to Sussex County and to achieving some of the goals that were outlined in Bobby Geyer's presentation, some of the things that the council had talked about is in terms of need for for specialists.
So you're supporting number four?
We are supporting that, the bottom line, and we are hopeful, since it actually is about 6 months behind the federal deadline right now, so we are hopeful that the council will find a way to take action on that part of it, at least.
Does the county council need to take action on this, or is this a...
This is a report.
Yeah, this is...
It is my understanding with the federal regulations that there is need for the county council to take action on that element of the plan. In Newcastle and Kent, the MPOs approved it. Mm-hmm. Down here in Sussex County, in the absence of an MPO, it does require council action.
Okay. Thank you. Your time's up.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Mr. Baker,
I'll follow up.
Check into
on
that
this.
And
yeah.
Put it back on the agenda because
yes.
We need to vote on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Baker, County Administrator, report.
Yes. Okay. I have several items that I'll review quickly.